Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Eastern Sky Theater Company is a Christian theatrical ministry that produces captivating performances which lead people to Christ. Through musicals, comedies, and dramas, audience members go on an unforgettable journey. The goal of Eastern Sky is to win souls, to disciple believers, and help build local churches. Their hit soul-winning play, The Last Appeal, has resulted in over 8,000 people making a decision for Christ. They also conduct workshops to teach how to maximize the arts in churches. We pause for a moment as we start this program to let you know that as Eastern Sky Theater Company exists to lead people to the Lord, so do we here at the Good Life Radio Show to lead you to Jesus. You know, whatever you're facing right now, whatever challenge it might be, however you might feel a setback has come upon you, or there might be a qual over you that has overshadowed your joy, we want to let you know that in Christ, the burdens can be lifted, the guilt can be removed, forgiveness can be yours through Him. Through Christ who died on the cross for your sins and ours, who shed His precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and He rose again on the third day, and the living Christ calls you to Himself. At this very moment, would you open your heart to Jesus? Bound with a common love for Christ and the arts, Trey and Ariel Fernald are the founders of Eastern Sky Theater Company. They met at Chapman University. Trey received his degree in theater and writing. Ariel performed in the university's world-renowned choir and musicals. Reverend Trey Fernald built a drama and dance department at a California church. Thousands came to Jesus. As a result, he launched Eastern Sky Theater Company to serve the wider body of Christ. They write, direct, and produce. Trey is also associate pastor of New Wine Family Church. They have three children, Tatiana, Sierra, and Luke. Trey and Ariel, welcome to our show.
Great to be here, Danny.
What a blessing to be here with you.
Your play, The Last Appeal, is very powerful. The Lord has used it in a mighty way and continues to do so. Before we listen to the audio of the video available at easternskytheater.org, give us a little bit of the setting of what our listeners will be hearing so they can visualize what's taking place.
Certainly. The setting is death row, and it involves five different inmates on the same cell block in death row. It's exciting characters, very colorful characters. We have an atheist next door to a man who was born again, who got born again on death row. Next door to a skinhead that hates every race but his. Next door to a guy who suffers from post-traumatic stress, hasn't said a word in 10 years. And these guys kind of cohabitate together on the same floor. And the play is about how Clay, the character Clay, is able to share Christ with each and every one of these inmates. And it's powerful. And there's plenty of scenes where we see their families come and visit them. So we also see the struggles that the families go through when they come to visit these people on death row. it's like subplot. And the person that is the newest member of the cell block, his name's Titus Freeman. He's the central character. And through him, pretty much the theme of the play is that the hardest of hearts that make the gravest mistakes can still find salvation through Jesus Christ. Titus Freeman has a hard heart. He's just committed a murder. He's been put on death row. He's angry. He won't talk to the other inmates. He doesn't like his lawyer. He's hard-hearted. He's determined to get out. He's very ambitious. He's writing a letter to the governor every day while he's on death row. And he feels like he can save himself and get himself a lesser sentence where he may have life in prison, but he saved his own life by getting off death row. And so that is the setup, and that is the work that Clay, the character Clay, has cut out for him, sharing Christ to all these men.
Well, let's listen to that. I mean, the opening of this snapshot, this vignette, this promotional video of the whole thing, but this snapshot opens with someone who looks like he has either a Asian slash sort of a Hispanic background in his appearance. There's also a Caucasian individual who has a swastika on
yes.
the side of his neck, and I think a couple of African American men, as well as prison guards. Correct?
Yes. Okay. That is correct.
So as we start, just listen in on this, and Trey and Ariel will be with us. We'll talk more about it as we launch forward in this very special moment with Trey and Ariel for now.
What happens when you're in this situation, when you're in this surrounding? You can't be who you really want to be. You have to wear this mask 24/7. You have to answer to all these people with these big sticks. You see this? You see this big stick? And you can't be yourself.
Sit down. I said sit down.
Death row.
No attitude.
A never-ending cycle of men who live their lives knowing that certain doom awaits them.
Anybody that's on death row belongs here.
Hardened criminals who have committed crimes deserve to pay for their crimes.
All you claim to be innocent, but I know you're not. And I can't wait to see you die.
What's the worst thing about being on death row?
That there is one.
So you got a name? Hey, that's cool. We don't want to talk right now. We all been there. My name's Clayton. No, my name's Randy.
I'm innocent, man.
Down there, that's Curtis.
More black folk moving in. I don't care about nobody in here, especially you. My brother got me a lawyer. I ain't gonna be here on death row that long, so just shut up.
So this was a mugging that turned into a murder?
You murdered an innocent man, Titus.
It wasn't my fault.
You deserve it!
No, I don't.
For some, the reality that awaits brings transformation.
I pray for these brothers all the time. That's pretty much my mission in life.
You talking all that God stuff and love your neighbor stuff, man? That's bull. Makes me sick to my stomach. That's exactly why I'm an atheist.
Well, you know what? You never even gave God a chance.
Y'all, please, forget it.
But for others, old habits die hard.
This is a father. This is guidance. This is truth.
Everybody else talk about if. Ain't no if for me. I'm getting out of here.
Man, what I tell you, doctor, is just another stupid name.
Shut up, Curtis. You're worse than all these guys put together. I suggest you behave yourself before your execution date.
Got it?
With nothing to lose, the will to live could push them over the edge.
You always talking about God and this and that. If no God was really here, why would he put me here? Why would he put an innocent man in jail?
That ain't got nothing to do with God.
Yes, it does. Shut up about God. I hate God. Bring him up again, I swear I'll kill you. I am innocent, and you will see, and you will all see.
Your brother hired me to save you, and I don't even know why.
Huh? Come on, get up!
Come on.
You sit me next to these people, I become hard. Everybody gotta do what they gotta do, and everybody gets what they deserve, okay? You reap what you sow.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
I'm writing letters to the governor. Every day.
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
He gonna acknowledge me.
You prepare a table before me.
I'm taking care of business.
You anoint my head with oil.
Me.
Give me your hands.
Time to go! No!
No!
Come and take. Get over me! Don't do this.
Back off!
Shoot him!
Or I'll kill him!
Put it down.
Back off, Manny. Shoot him.
Tight.
Somebody check the
shot.
Shut up!
Sit. Sit down. Sit.
Tight.
Put it down.
It ain't worth it, Tight.
Up. Boss, I got shot. What do you want?
No. Put it down, Tights.
I'll kill him.
This is your last chance. I said put it down.
I'll kill him.
I thought you weren't a killer,
Don't
Tights.
Don't make me one.
Put it down, man. It's not worth it.
Shot.
Shoot him,
Dad.
Don't you hear me, young blood? Put it down.
Let him go. Put the gun down.
I'll kill him.
This is your last chance.
This is your last chance.
This is your last chance. Last chance, Tights. Your last chance. Last chance, Tights.
The last appeal. Redemption. Never too late.
That's a hit soul-winning play, The Last Appeal, by Eastern Sky Theater Company, founded by Trey and Ariel Fernald. They're joining me in our time together today from Southern California, as that's where their company is based. But this program, this soul-winning play, has been used by God to lead many, many to Jesus Christ, continues to do so. And we're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, the genesis of a ministry like this, so powerful, so timely, in this season of the 21st century, Trey and Ariel Fernald, how God spoke to them. And what God is doing with the great vision that He's placed on their heart to reach people like you, people like us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports work or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
There's something absolutely compelling about the theater. That vicarious connection that you make when you see a character and you see yourself in that character. There's so many ways that meaning and values and purpose can be extrapolated from that kind of an experience. And Trey and Ariel Fernald, they know all about that. With the creative genius that God has given to them, they have created productions that are with teams that are traveling all throughout Southern California and beyond through their ministry, Eastern Sky Theater Company. In fact, to find out more about Eastern Sky Theater Company, easternskytheater.org. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Almashiro. I'm glad that you're with us to get this program in its entirety. Perhaps you're tuning in right now. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the program for free. And as I typically say, go ahead and share it with a family member or friend. Well, indeed, that was quite gripping, Trey and Ariel. How did the Lord give you the idea for this play?
Oh, gosh, it's well over 10 years ago. We were in a writer's meeting, and we had just seen a video that did touch upon Death Row a little bit. And we just thought, wow, what if we really just cut to the core of the real decision we have to make before we die? And that is, do you know where you're going? Do you know if you'll be with God forever? Or are you gonna be with the devil, you know, in hell? And we just wanted to present it very clear. And we wanted to show an urgent, high-stakes, dramatic scenario that mm-hmm. would make that a realistic ground for making that choice. So,
it's really interesting because, you know, as we go throughout our lives, we are every day faced with the fact that every new day is a blessing. But so many people, we don't think that. But when you put yourselves on the setting of death row, these are men that know that they have a definite time limit, that their number really can be called at any time. And so it does up the drama in a life, and it gives people the unique opportunity when they're sitting in the theater to connect with these individuals, with their family members, with different people there, and to empathize with them and reflect on their own lives and that very important decision that they need to make in their life. So it was a team effort, and then I say that the Lord used my husband in an amazing way to actually script or pin this story. The Holy Spirit just really spoke through him to put it down on paper. And we have just been so blessed to find artists who have the same love for Christ and passion for souls that we do, of all different ages and cultures and backgrounds, who've come together with us to make the story just come alive.
How have you seen people respond?
Oh, my goodness, how have we seen people respond? In so many amazing ways. One of the most amazing ways that we've seen it people respond, of course, is to see the number of salvations. We've seen people who have given their life for the first time to Christ, people who've rededicated their lives after they've walked away, people who thought they had a relationship or had a religion, but they never had a relationship. They went through the motions of maybe been to church or temple or a Catholic service a few times a year and thought that that was the way that they would get to heaven, but found out that's not what the Bible says. We've seen them come to Christ, and we've seen so many give up unforgiveness in their life. We don't realize what an epidemic unforgiveness is in our society, in our world, in our churches even, where people are holding bitterness in their hearts against their brothers and sisters. And by doing that, they're putting a barrier between themselves and the Lord. They're not experiencing the fullness of salvation. Many not able to connect because of those issues that are unresolved. And through this play, we experience and watch individuals that are breaking free of that unforgiveness of themselves, of family members, of criminals, and unforgiveness against God.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings people to that place in their lives where they make unbelievable just supernatural decisions to forgive people in their lives of the most atrocious things that you could think of, and to have them come up and pray with us and share with us what they have forgiven, and to see the freedom on their faces is just the most priceless thing.
The way you explain, it just brings hope that, you know, nothing like mortality that helps us to really refine. Our lives sort of come to a single point when we deal with life and death. And you've put it together in such an artistic, creative, and dynamic way. It causes me to wonder, Trey and Ariel, about your background. How did you discover that you had these gifts, these passions, and how even you came together? So let's take a few steps back. Trey, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Oklahoma City. I was there until I was 18. I graduated high school, and then I knew I wanted to be in the arts. I knew I wanted to be in the performing arts. And so I pursued entering Chapman University, did all the paperwork and went through all the hoops to get accepted to Chapman University. I went there and trained up in theater and communications, which includes a little bit of film and a little bit of television, a little bit of public relations. And they trained me up for 4 years, and then 4 years after that, I trained in Hollywood to just pursue my gift. I really wasn't thinking about God. I really wasn't thinking about anything but making a mark for myself and earning an income with my gift. That was, sadly, as the extent of my ambition, you know. But I did it. I went after it like thousands and thousands of other people do every day in Hollywood and Los Angeles. And I hit a point, Danny, where I just imagined getting everything I wanted. I just took a moment to just imagine everything I would ever want in life. And I found myself wanting. I found myself unsatisfied. The pictures in my head and the vision of my accomplishing everything wasn't enough. I knew there had to be something more. And because I did encounter Christ at a young age, supernaturally, God brought me across people that were going for God with all they had. They were just forsaking all to follow Him. And there's something to be said about a power climate of believers around you. And they influenced me, and they poured into me, and they prayed with me, and they reintroduced me to Jesus Christ. I rededicated my life. And I was able to realize that, hey, there's a bigger picture here with the artistic gifts that I have and that have been trained. Mm-hmm. So we started writing scripts for the gospel. We started writing scripts that depicted pictures of the heart of God. And they had a great response. People were giving their life to Christ. They were seeing pictures that would not leave their head. You know, audience members were affected by the live illustrations or parables of the heart of God that we were presenting. And so we saw immediately, that's the great thing about theater, is you see an immediate impact. You don't hear about it later.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part. And this impact that was being made was changing me just like it was changing the people that were sitting and watching. And we've been doing it now approximately 20 years. And it's been an honor and a privilege to do it for the Lord.
What? For me, I kind of laugh because I think it actually goes back pretty far for both Trey and I. We just both grew up loving the arts, you know, loving everything about it. And I don't know, the first stories I know about my husband are pretty much like mine, doing crazy stories at home for and performances for family and mm-hmm. friends, being our first audiences.
Yes.
I think he did, what was it, some sort of Disco Duck or something yep. like that, yep. Elvis impersonations, things like that when he was a kid, and then going into high school and doing crazy stuff. But, you know, what was so wonderful about that is that I love to laugh. My husband loves to make people laugh. And so I think that was part of what connected the two of us when we met at Chapman University. But it also, too, has become this amazing tool because in life you have to have a sense of humor and a sense of relatability. And in the writing that we've done together, but primarily my husband is such a gift of really interjecting humor into the most serious of situations. Like, you listen to the trailer for The Last Appeal and you think, whoa, this is going to be intense. And it is, don't get me wrong. But there's these great moments of humor and great characters that bring in the funny idiosyncrasies of life, you know, that make it relatable. And so that sense of humor that we had and sense of fun still carries into what we do today. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was, I started out dancing and playing a couple of different musical instruments. And I just always loved the theater and music, but I only wanted to do it really for fun and like the fun element of it. But as I got older, I sort of realized I had very strong opinions about how the media was representing the people of God, how the media portrayed women, how the media portrayed men, how the media portrayed different races and cultures. And none of it seemed to reflect what I saw as God's way of looking at his people in his image. Mm-hmm. And so I had a heart's desire to, at some point, I would always say, have a production company and just produce things that were really God's images of his people. And I had no idea that that it would end up in this particular way that God would do it with mm-hmm. his theater. But it's been so exciting to see that unfold in our lives.
Well, it's happening, and it's obvious that there's a strength that you both possess. A strength of, there's a courage, a moral courage, there's a conviction. And, you know, every year, it captivates the world, this event called the Academy Awards. And, people celebrate, people build up for it. The movies, the big screen. You were on track for that, and God called you to something that was, well, as you said, deeper. Certain things weren't enough. You yeah. wanted more meaning. When we come back, let's talk about that more meaning and other things regarding writing, directing, producing, and acting. Stay with us, Trey and Ariel Fernald, when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Eastern Sky Theater Company, it's a Christian theatrical ministry that produces captivating performances which lead people to Jesus Christ. Hey, ever envision yourself running around a track? You know, you're trying to get to the finish line and you're almost there. Maybe you had a few laps to go and you're even in front. But then you get a glimpse of the finish line and you realize, is that it? Is that all there is? And you reflect for a brief moment while your legs are pumping and striding. And you say to yourself, I'm running the wrong race. I got to get on a different track, a track of greater fulfillment, greater depth, really something that I was really created to do. If you've ever felt that way, you can relate to Trey and Ariel Fernald. They're the founders of Eastern Sky Theater Company. You can find out more at easternskytheater.org. Hey, Trey and Ariel, you know, before our break, we're talking about your creative ability and then your writing ability and being able to bring all these things together. When it comes to writing, directing, producing, and acting, which one stirs you up the most, Trey?
Well, I would have to say since I was 10 years old, it would be writing, because you get so excited about what's possible when you're writing. You know, if you write a scene, like I started writing at age 10 for the talent show at our school. I wrote funny sketches, made people laugh, and I'd have my friends dress up in crazy costumes and get out there in front of the school and perform. And when you're writing, you're thinking of what's possible. You're not thinking of there's a budget. You know, you got to limit that thought. You can't go that direction. You're not thinking, well, I don't have the talent to make that happen. You know, or, well, that wouldn't happen in where you grow up. The resources are not available. You're not thinking like that when you're writing. You're just creating. You're just envisioning people's gifts getting plugged into the story that you're creating. Hmm. And it's so much fun. And then after that, of course, the production starts, where you do find out about a budget. You do find out about the talent that you have in your corner. You do find out about geographical limitations or possibilities. And so from writing comes reality a little bit. So writing would be the thing that pumps me up the most. I also love making people laugh. A lot of times our plays are centered around a serious topic. So I love that challenge of adding a humorous layer around that so that we're not all disturbed after a really powerful play.
Yeah.
You know, so humor and writing is the thing that gets me most passionate. I know Ariel probably has.
Praise God. Praise God for the marvelous release of endorphins
that
God has given us. We need that.
Absolutely.
Life can be quite a challenge, quite a drudgery sometimes for many. And so you do have a gift. How about you, Ariel?
Well, for me, I love producing. I love the whole idea of putting it all together. That's, to me, I'm a multitasker, and I like looking at the big picture and the creativity of it. Mm. And really, I always tell people, producer means that you're the person that does whatever it takes to get the job done. And when I like the idea of saying there's a specific goal here, we want to see people understand God's heart in this area, or we want people to know the truth of Jesus and the gospel and reach them with it, and taking that goal and then working to get all the pieces together to make that goal happen. It's fun for me pulling in the people and throwing in just my little touch, whether in every area, the writing, the casting, the set design, the costumes, just all those little things as a producer. You get to pull it all together with that. But the favorite thing is working with all the people in those different areas. I love God's people, and I've always said that my hobby is, you know, it's throwing parties, birthday parties, baby showers, church activities, because it brings people together, and there's nothing better and sweeter than being in the assembly of God's people who are filled with the joy.
Marvelous, a marvelous hand-in-glove partnership here with Trey and Ariel Fernald. He writes, without the writing, there's nothing to create, nothing to produce. But you can have the writing without a producer, and nothing ever goes to market. No one ever gets to taste and see, to experience, to go on the journey that you've taken many people on, and always wanting to bring them closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Trey and Ariel, how has the Lord helped you through difficult times? Have you ever faced challenges?
Never.
Life's better broken.
That's the perfect answer to my rhetorical question. But
oh man! Well,
tell us about it. Tell us about it.
I'll tell you, Danny. I don't know what it's like in Hawaii, but here in Los Angeles, theater is not a good market. It's just not. You know, it's a television city. Yes. It's a film city. If there is a live show, it's a big one that's come to town, like Les Miserables. It's come to the Pantages on Hollywood Boulevard, or things like that. But theater's not a good market. So when we got sent out to not only tackle a very untapped ministry in Southern California, but to also tackle the market of theater in the economy that we got sent out in. We got sent out in early 2009. But we thought God just had a huge sense of humor, but we weren't laughing. So there were some very hard times at the very, very, very beginning.
In what
way? We just didn't know where the money was going to come from. We didn't know how many people were going to stick with us, because we were sent out and all our friends were from the church that sent us out. And so we didn't know what we were in for. But, man, God came through huge. He did. He just kept showing us, I'm with you. This is what I want from you. This is my will. I don't want anything else from you.
Share an example of when you hit the wall, so to speak.
My favorite story, and this is true, and this is hopefully going to encourage people, not deter people, but we had to make our first payment to the first theater that we were going to debut our play in. And it was the day that we had to bring the check. I'm not kidding you. We had maybe a few hundred dollars that morning. And it was a $5,000 payment up front. That was just the down payment. There was another $5,000 expected of us. And that morning, it just looked like you guys did not hear from God. You know, you're missing it, because God provides, you know. And our team was going to meet at the theater that evening and pray and get ready to move in there and start rehearsing and get the show up on its feet. It was the downtown L.A. area, and it was a really popular theater. And so that morning, we just prayed and just said, you know what? this is where the rubber meets the road, and if God's really going to come through, he's going to come through. Well, most of the day went by, nothing come in. We let a few people know, here's what we're up against. I finally, my family was not in the house, thank God, but I finally just started praising God as loud as I could. It was the late afternoon, and I was about an hour away from getting in the car and driving to the theater, and I was ready to just tell people, we're going to have to wait, or we're going to have to do something different. I started praising God in the house as loud as I could, not because God needed to hear me do it, but my own soul needed to hear me do it. And I was praising him, yelling. I mean, if you can imagine a grown man yelling as loud as he can, and I was. And I just said, God, you're amazing. It is an honor to answer this call, and I know this is what where you want me. I choose to believe that this is where you have me. Not kidding, Danny. This is no exaggeration. I got in the car. I got ready. I got in the car. It was a 45-minute drive to this theater. In the car, I get a phone call. Someone wants to give $1,000. My wife had just let them know what we're up against. A few more miles went by, another $1,000. And then, actually, I'm sorry, it was $1,000, then it turned into someone wanted to give $2,000. So we had $3,000. On the way to the theater. So we have a little bit of money. It's just enough to have a little bit of hope that maybe I could buy some time with these theater managers and maybe they'll have a little grace on our life. We get there, we pray as a cast. I know in the back of my head, okay, I got $3,000, at least I could give that to the manager and then beg for time. And then after prayer, after our production meeting, I'm walking out of the theater house. I walk off the stage up the audience aisle. I'm on my way into the lobby, and one of our crew members that I didn't even know that well, they just signed on to be a member of the crew, pulled me aside and said, I need to talk to you. And I thought, uh-oh, you know, maybe they want to quit, maybe they just don't want to work with me anymore, I don't know. This person pulled me aside and said, it was so heavy on my heart today that I needed to do this. I just want to give you this check. And they gave me a check for $5,000. And so that evening, by the time that I got home that evening, we had the entire $10,000 for the beginning deposit and then for down the road. So God is faithful. That was the – I've never been pushed up financially with ministry against that wall like that and seen God come through so clean and so strong.
Well, I want you to let's press in on that a little bit more. Let's extract further the lessons that came from it. But I also want to hear, and I know our audience wants to listen to what Ariel has to say with regard to some amazing things that God has done in the face of challenges. Because you know what, we all face those moments in our lives, don't we?
Yeah.
And when you share it in the way that you just shared it, I just have a strong sense of certainty that one of our dear listeners right now, they've heard that and their spirit has been lifted because they don't know what's going to happen next. But you just reminded them that God is alive. God moves and God holds him in the palm of his hand. And he does. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends, Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Question. You read the Bible, you know about the book of Exodus. You know about the parting of the Red Sea, the great miracle, how the waters were literally, as the Bible talks about, the waters were congealed. It's like there were frozen walls on both sides so the Israelites could walk through. Question. If Moses didn't get to the edge of the Red Sea, if he was just thinking about the idea of going, but never went, never led the people, never came to the point where he was stuck, would God have done the miracle? Would he have parted the Red Sea? Our guests today, Trey and Ariel Fernald, they know what it's like to touch their toes in their own Red Sea of the burgeoning of a ministry, which is now over two decades old, Eastern Sky Theater Company. Started with some miraculous happenings that have certainly encouraged us. They're going to share more about it. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Get this program in its entirety, this and other resources, at thegoodlifehawaii.com. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us today. This last segment, Trey and Ariel, here we are, man. This, our time has just flown by. It's been such a delight. Trey, you shared how God provided. Yes. You left that, you were in desperation, but you left that night. You were in the black financially. What lesson did God teach you in that moment?
We definitely need to put our money where our mouth is, for lack of a better phrase. We definitely need to. God is okay with you pressing up against Him and really saying, I need to know that I heard you and that you're in this with me. He's not moved by us pressing up against Him and saying, let's together show the world that you are behind what I think you're behind. And that's the lesson I learned in that instant.
You know what just sings so beautifully to me about what you shared was your wild praise for God.
Yes.
In the moment of desperation. I mean, someone could have easily said, well, you know, I went ballistic because I said, hey, God, I thought you were going to, you know, come through, and I just went off. But no, you praised Him in the middle of your desperation.
Amen.
No guarantees. I mean, if you talk to me, that is very high up, if not the epitome of faithfulness to God. When all seems lost, you praise Him. And you praise Him like a wild, unreservedly, just cut loose. Oh gosh, that more than a sparkle, that might have made God drop a tear to see a man.
Well, we have to remember, don't we, that God inhabits the praises of His people.
Beautiful.
And that when we when we praise him, we are ushering in his presence. And we're magnifying him. We're reminding our souls, our very being, that he is bigger than our problem. And too much of the time, if we focus in on, oh, I have this need, how am I going to meet this need? It's no, let's focus in. We have an amazing God who is the need meter. And if when we look up unto the hills and to whence our help comes from, our help coming from the Lord, we elevate our mind and our thinking to his ways, which are higher than ours, and we're able to receive, you know, God's word.
Danny, this is real important, I think, for some of the listeners to understand, is that our Father in heaven is our real Father. And if you can imagine a father interacting with his kid, and the kid just wants to keep going back verbally to the need. If you can imagine, we're all sitting down to eat dinner as a family, and all the kid wants to talk about at dinner is the need. The father wants to talk about, how's everyone doing? How are we doing as a family? How am I doing as a father? I love you. You need to know I love you. And I want to hear that you love me. That would be the motive of the father. But the kid wants to keep going back to the need. You know, and so I didn't have that luxury in that moment on that day when we needed to come up with 10 grand to get into this theater and do a bang-up job performing in it. I didn't have the luxury of going back to the need. I needed to stay focused on the Father and his agenda.
A lesson that can relate to all of us. Yeah. Ariel, how has the Lord helped you through challenging times?
Well, I first want to say that in relationship to Trey's experience with the ministry, that he's just, I have learned to praise him, to look to him for the answer, as the answer, and to be in agreement. On that day, Trey and I, you know, he praised the Lord, we got to a certain place, and we got into agreement together that we believed that our God would take care of this, that this was his vision, and he would bring in the provision. And we did something that we never do, and we don't advise other people, is that we wrote that check out with all intent of ready to hand it over. Not with a foolishness of, we're going to hand it to him and we have nothing to thank, but with earnest faith that it would be fulfilled and God would make good on it. So he was prepared. He didn't accidentally forget his checkbook so to buy another day. We were ready. Mm-hmm. So when the Lord moved, we were going to be ready. And so I've learned that, to be prepared for the Lord to move, to be expecting the Lord to move. For myself personally, probably the most challenging time of my life was when my mother passed away. I was 24 years old, and I am one of 14 children. I'm mm-hmm. the third oldest. I've got 8 brothers and 5 sisters. And my mother passed away of pancreatic cancer at the age of 50. And so my youngest sister, the youngest of the clan, was just 6 years old. So as you can imagine, this was a devastating time for our family. And the Lord, I can say with beyond a shadow of a doubt, just has shown me how he has certainly given us the Holy Spirit as the comforter, that he is with us to carry us in our weakest moments, that he will never leave us or forsake us, that he does use his people as his arms and his legs to come alongside of us and to hold us and to strengthen us and to support us when we're in need. And to this day, I'm just so blessed to say that each one of my siblings and I are following the Lord wholeheartedly, that in that difficult time that he brought us from mourning to dancing. And again, a very difficult time, as you can imagine, to go through in every way. It was both emotionally devastating. It had financial effects on our family. But God is the restorer. And I remember the very day that I found out even my mother was sick and she was diagnosed and said they had 6 months. She had 6 months to live. And I remember saying to a friend of mine, I just feel like I will never truly be happy again. I will never truly know joy again in my life with this knowledge. But I can honestly say today that I have never had greater joy. My mother, I'm sure, would be so pleased to know that the greatest joys of my life have been not because of or in spite of, but in spite of her passing, have been since that time, because the Lord has come in and brought his true joy into my life.
You speak about these things that everyone can relate with because everyone faces and suffers loss. But the hope in the midst of it, the hope in Christ. Trey, as you speak about the Lord as our Father, I mean, you have been an example to your kids, both of you, to Tatiana, Sierra, and Luke. Hey, and these, we've got about a minute left. What would you say? You've got a heart for people who don't know Christ. A parting shot to someone today who doesn't know the Lord, but they're listening because they're searching, seeking.
I would say, like a wise man told me, you know, a lot of us think that we're going to heaven because we're a good person. But the Bible says that it's not good people that go to heaven, but we must be born again and following Christ. A lot of people think they're going to heaven because they go to church a lot, that by going to church, they've earned their way into heaven. But the Bible doesn't say that we go to heaven because we go to church a lot. We go to heaven because we follow Jesus Christ. And a lot of people think because I have a religious relative that their prayers and their example will get us into heaven indirectly. My friends that are listening, that's just not true. The Bible doesn't say that religious relatives get you into heaven. We must be born again. We must follow Jesus Christ. He paved the way for us to live with the Father in heaven forever.
We want them to know that that all it takes to know Jesus, to have him in here as your Lord and Savior, is to recognize that he is the Son of God. Mm-hmm. He came to earth to show you how much the Father God loves you and to show you the way to walk, and that he died for your sins, that freely he gave himself for you. Yes, you. And that he rose again from death, defeating it, and sits at the right hand of the Father with his hand extended to you and says, come to me, those who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
And that is
receive him in your heart today.
That's it. Receive him. Receive Christ. That's our heart. That's Trey and Ariel's heart. Receive him today. You can find out more about Eastern Sky Theater Company, easternskytheater.org. Find out more about their ministry. They are proclaiming the gospel through the arts. I hope that you've been encouraged by the insights and this heartfelt sharing with Trey and Ariel Fernald. You know, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now, as we've just done, to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you, dear friend, to open your heart to Jesus. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a message for you there. To help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Matthew 24:27 says, for as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Trey and Ariel Fernald. More at easternskytheater.org. And until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.